Hello and welcome to the Monday edition of the Chad Hastie Show Afternoon Update. I'm Chad Hastie. Thank you for tuning in. Remember, you can tune in to the Chad Hastie Show weekday mornings 8:30 to 11 right here on News Talk 790 KFYO, online at KFYO.com, and with the Radio Pub app. You can follow me on Twitter at Chad Hastie Radio. That's at Chad Hastie Radio on Twitter. Speaking of social media in Lubbock blowing up with the news that United Supermarkets has been sold. That's right. If you haven't seen the news, you can view Cole Shooter's story right here at KFYO.com. It talks about the story. United Supermarkets agreeing to sell to Albertsons. United Supermarkets, it's now known as the United Family, will be sold to Albertsons. Press release from the United Family states that once the transaction is completed, United will operate as a separate business unit under Albertsons' corporate structure. Robert Taylor, the United Supermarket CEO, will continue to lead the company as president of the United branch. A source in the United Family corporate office says that United brands will stay intact. Those brands include United Supermarkets, Market Street Amigos, United Express Fuels. United Supermarket will reportedly hold a press conference later on today. They will come out and they will say nothing will change. Everything will stay the same here. We're not closing any stores. Don't worry. Nobody freak out about this. And I hope they're right. Sadly, we've seen in the past when a huge business comes in, they buy out another, and they say, nothing's going to change. Don't worry. In about a year or two, things start to change a little bit. Great move for Albertsons, in my opinion. They can use the Market Street plan. They can build some very nice stores. I haven't been in an Albertsons that I'm a huge fan of, to be honest with you. But, you know, maybe Albertsons can adopt the Market Street tact and go along their way in some of the other larger markets that they are in. For United, the ownership made some money off of this. I don't see any big pluses here for United Supermarkets unless, and this is pure speculation on my part, United Supermarkets knew that HEB, long rumored to be coming into Lubbock, that HEB was going to build soon. What does this do? Well, they sell now before HEB gets to move in. That means they sell now before a portion of their sales taken away by HEB, and so they get a little bit more money off of this deal. HEB, your move is next. What will they do? For those who think that HEB won't be able to compete with Albertsons, well, you got to look at where HEB is at. They're in large cities. They compete already against the big boys, and they do just fine. It'll be very interesting to see what develops here locally with United Supermarkets, Albertsons, and possibly HEB moving into the area. All right, how about this story? This should make everyone just cry. Americans were 12 times more interested in Miley Cyrus than Syria. This coming out of New York Magazine, the Miley Cyrus story captured more attention than escalating war in Syria. By now, should be conventional wisdom, an exhaustive survey of news sources now reveals exactly how much attention Miley steals. Americans viewed 12 times as many pages about Miley Cyrus as they did about Syria. Even though news sources published 2.4 articles about Syria for every one about Miley Cyrus. There's just so many articles you can write about twerking, I guess. Outbrain supplies related links modules to a network of 100,000 publishers, including major news sources like CNN, Fox News, ESPN. On any given day, 87% of Americans who browse the web will view a page with an Outbrain module, explains the company's vice president of global marketing. They collect traffic data from every site in their network, which they use a variety of algorithms and all that kind of stuff for recommendations. In the 3 days surrounding Miley's VMA performances and the Obama administration signaling its willingness to bomb Syria, Outbrain's network generated 8,104 stories about the former and 19,568 about the latter. The day after the VMAs, Miley Cyrus stories accounted for 12% of total U.S. web views. Syria, 1%. Good job to those who want to stay informed. Coming up on tomorrow's show, Congressman Randy Neugebauer will join me. We'll talk about the latest going on in Syria, Russia playing into the hands now in a surprise move. Russia promised today to push its ally Syria to place its chemical weapons under international control. this after John Kerry said that he would give Syria about a week to hand over chemical weapons. He flubbed. He made a mistake. Russia pounced on it. Russia looking like they know what they're doing. The United States shockingly looking like they have no clue what they're doing. How about that U.S. leadership? Congressman Randy Neugebauer will join me on the Tuesday edition of the Chad Hastie Show at 10:05. Looking forward to visiting with him. Remember, you can follow me on Twitter at Chad Hastie Radio. That's at Chad Hastie Radio on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook. Send me an email, chad@kfyo.com. And, of course, tune in to the Chad Hastie Show weekday mornings, 8:30 to 11 on News Talk 790 KFYO. Have a fantastic Monday. We'll see you tomorrow.